WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Strong Starts. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let me tell you, mornings can be a real battlefield sometimes, right? Between that snooze button siren song and the mental checklist of a million things we need to do, it's easy to start the day feeling frazzled and overwhelmed. But what if I told you there's a superpower hidden in those first few moments of your day? A secret weapon to not only kickstart your focus, but also build unshakable self-compassion. That's right, folks, we're diving into the world of morning reflections today. Ever felt that pang of guilt for hitting snooze one too many times? Or that nagging inner critic whispering doubts about your abilities before you even get out of bed? This is about changing those narratives and building a foundation of kindness towards ourselves. Now, I'm not talking about some fluffy, rose-colored glasses kind of self-compassion. This is the real deal, acknowledging our struggles, celebrating our wins, and treating ourselves with the same care and understanding we'd offer to a close friend. It's about recognizing that we're all human, with imperfections and the steps along the way. Here are 5 key takeaways to power up your morning reflections and cultivate the self-compassion muscle. First off, start small. You don't need a grand meditation, retreat, or hours of journaling to make a difference. Even 5 minutes of quiet reflection can work wonders. Think of it like this. You wouldn't expect to run a marathon without proper training, right? Self-compassion is a skill that takes practice, so be gentle with yourself and start with what feels manageable. Next up, ditch the inner critic. That voice in your head that whispers negativity and doubt, let's silence it. Replace those harsh self-judgments with kind, encouraging words. Think about how you would talk to a friend going through a tough time with empathy and understanding. You deserve that same level of compassion from yourself. Remember, everyone has bad days. It's inevitable. Instead of beating yourself up when things don't go according to plan, acknowledge the challenge and focus on what you can learn from it. See those setbacks as opportunities for growth, not failures. Life is a journey, not a race, so remember to savor the small wins along the way. Another powerful tip? Practice gratitude. Take a few moments each morning to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. It could be something as simple as a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, or the laughter of loved ones. Shifting your focus to the positive can do wonders for your mood and outlook. Finally, don't forget to connect with your values. What truly matters to you? What principles guide your actions and decisions? Taking time each morning to reflect on these core values can help you stay aligned with what's important and make choices that feel authentic to you. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you wake up feeling stressed about a big deadline at work. That inner critic is already whispering doubts, and your mind feels like a whirlwind of anxieties. But instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, you pause for 5 minutes and engage in a mindful reflection. You acknowledge the stress but remind yourself that you're capable and resourceful. You focus on your past successes and draw strength from them. You visualize tackling the deadline with confidence and clarity. By choosing to cultivate self-compassion through morning reflections, you empower yourself to face challenges with resilience and grace. So remember, folks, building self-compassion isn't about ignoring your struggles or pretending everything is perfect. It's about approaching life with kindness, understanding, and a genuine belief in your own worthiness. Start small. Practice consistently, and watch the magic unfold. You deserve all the good things coming your way. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your favorite ways to practice self-compassion in the morning? Share your thoughts on social media using #StrongStartSelfCompassion, and let's build a community of support and encouragement together. Until next time, keep those mornings strong and your hearts even stronger.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.